USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Amid the coronavirus pandemic, which has touched every nation on the planet, some musicians are recreating a well-known song to try to inspire people during the pandemic. That's the work of 70 musicians from New York's Long Island who created the We Are the World 2020 quarantine mix, with each of the recordings done remotely from each artist's home. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who recently dropped out of the race for the White House, is now officially endorsing former VP Joe Biden for the Democratic nomination. During a joint teleconference from their homes in Delaware and Vermont yesterday, Sanders said the nation needs Biden in the Oval Office, and Biden said the endorsement means a great deal to him. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by the College Board. The unprecedented spread of the coronavirus has closed schools across the country, some for the rest of the year. So what about the millions of high school students who have been working hard to earn college credits by taking advanced placement classes? The College Board has unveiled virtual supports for students, including free, live, and on-demand AP review lessons on YouTube, and the first-ever online AP exams. Students can take the AP exam at home, on a device of their choice, in a safe, comfortable environment. Trevor Packer is the Senior Vice President for Advanced Placement and Instruction at the College Board.
We've surveyed AP students nationwide, and the vast majority want to take the exam. That's why we've set up a process that's simple, secure, and accessible. We want to make sure that every student has the chance to earn the college credit they've been working so hard for.
The 45-minute online exams will be given from May 11th through May 22nd. Makeup test dates will also be available. To learn more, visit cb.org.
Administration officials continue to plan how the country will get back to work once the pandemic winds down. And the top infectious disease expert says it needs to be based purely on health data. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Some people may think it's going to be like a light switch on and off. You know, we're either out and we're in. It's just not going to be that way because we have a very large country.
Dr. Anthony Fauci at the daily White House coronavirus briefing explaining to the American people the process in which it will be determined how we can all get back to work. Fauci says it will be based on the medical data.
And there are different impacts. As you see, New York is very different from other parts of the country, from the Midwest, from the mountain region, California and Washington. And different than New Orleans. So as we discuss and consider the public health aspects, it likely will be something that I refer to as sort of like a rolling reentry. It's not going to be one size fits all.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
South Korea's military saying North Korea fired a number of suspected cruise missiles towards the sea on Tuesday, the test coming one day before parliamentary elections in South Korea and a day before the 108th birthday of North Korea founder Kim Il-sung, the grandfather of the current leader Kim Jong-un. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff saying the missiles were fired from the east coast of the Korean Peninsula and came down in the Sea of Japan. North Korea is under United Nations sanctions against its banned weapons programs. Oklahoma could soon perform coronavirus tests on everyone who dies in the state. The state medical examiner's office saying testing everyone who dies for COVID-19 would give health officials a better look at the number of cases statewide. Officials telling reporters the medical examiner's office needs more than 8,000 kits to do coronavirus testing for the next year. TV host Ryan Seacrest is making a generous donation to aid first responders in Los Angeles as well as New York City during the global health crisis. Seacrest is putting up $1 million to coronavirus relief efforts. Three-quarters of the money will be going to the First Responders Children's Foundation, which will be used to help house and feed 200 first responders with the New York City Fire Department and EMTs. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.